السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله الذي هدانا للإسلام والإيمان وشرفنا بنبيه عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام. والحمد لله الذي جعلنا متبعين لسنته ومطيعين لأوامره ولنهيه. جعلنا الله وإياكم ممن يلتزم بسنة نبيه المصطفى عليه أفضل الصلاة والسلام، وممن يتقرب إليه بمحبة أهل بيته وأهله إلى الله تعالى. O Muslim brothers and sisters, O Muslims, brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, that I never planned to visit this island. I never knew that it exists. I never knew that there is a Naqshbandi Khalidi Tariqa here in this island near Singapore. And suddenly one of our friends, Mr. Firdaus, was saying, we like to come and visit this island. And Alhamdulillah, it was really a great honor and great pleasure for me to be hosted by the chief authority, Mr. Asmat, and his wife, Mrs. Asmat, to their home and have dinner with them, and to come and see you and visit with you, and whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the barakah of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam, with our shuyukh's love, whatever they put on my heart, inshallah, I'm going to address you tonight. I heard that since many years every year you are a khalwa or seclusion that is being made here by number of people in every year. And this is something very important in Islam. It's not only tariqat people or those who are following tariqah that they do seclusion or khalwa, but Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he was being sent as a messenger to humanity, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always in seclusion in the cave of Hira, fi ghari Hira, for many, many years and many, many months. That Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent his life there meditating and contemplating, thinking about his Lord, thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, approaching him through worshipness and asking his forgiveness and asking that he will bless him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the revelation that came to him when he was one time in Ghari Hira with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, when he came and said to him, Ya Rasulallah, delivering him the message, first word came to him, he said, Iqra. قال وما أنا بقارئ قال اقرأ قال وما أنا بقارئ فضمه إلى صدره وقال اقرأ قال فما أنا بقارئ قال اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. جبريل عليه السلام said, first he said اقرأ in Arabic means read. And when someone wants to read, he has to see in order to read. You cannot read without seeing. If we say اقرأ, read, means you are seeing and reading. If you are not seeing, we say recite. Means say something that you have memorized. But read, he's ordering him, he's saying, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ikra. And Prophet said, what I'm going to read? Some scholar said that Prophet didn't know what to read. When he asked, what am I going to read? فَضَمَّهُ إِلَىٰ صَدْرِ He pulled him towards his heart. But in reality, when Prophet ﷺ said to Jibreel, وَمَا أَنَا بِقَارِئٍ What I am going to read, what he wants me to read. Do you want me to read? To say to people, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given in my heart from ulum al-awwalin wal-akhirin, or I'm going to give them slowly, 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 slowly what they want. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asking, is he going to reveal everything that Allah gave to him because he is rahmatan lil-alameen? And rahmatan lil-alameen means whatever Allah gave to him, he is sharing with the humanity. He's not keeping it to himself. So he's saying to Jibreel, do you want me to tell them everything that I know that Allah gave to me? فَضَمَّهُ إِلَىٰ صَدْرِهِ He pulled him to his heart, giving him that no. You don't give it in limit. Give slowly. Because they are not ready. And that's why in Holy Quran, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah revealed to him the Quran and Prophet revealed it to humanity, we see the Holy Quran is full of scientific discoveries that is mentioned in Holy Quran, but Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never explained it to Sahaba. Openly. Mostly Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained only the discipline and jurisprudence of Islam, the Sharia side of Islam, al-fiqh of Islam. He never mentioned the scientific side because at that time people were not ready to get that kind of scientific explanation as today. People are ready and are finding the scientific explanation. There was no sciences at that time. So Prophet kept it for himself and gave it to some of his Sahaba. He explained to them this scientific explanation. So when Jibreel said, Iqra, read, means read what you are seeing, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given in His name. And what was the first letter that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after Jibreel said, Iqra, what was the first letter of Holy Quran that comes? Is Harful Ba. بسم ربك الذي خلق. اذبح. What was the first letter that a human being said on their tongues in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of promises? The first letter that we spoke in front of Allah when we were in the Alam al-Arwah, when Allah said, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا, they said, I am not your Lord, and we said, بَلَى. The first letter that we said was حَرْفُ الْبَى. And the first letter in of Holy Quran is حَرْفُ الْبَى, that it begins with بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. Means all the خَلْق, the creation, the reality of creation is being hidden in حَرْفُ الْبَى. And that's why Prophet ﷺ and Jibreel told him, read, read in the name of your Lord, بِإِسْمِ اللَّهِ بِبِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ, by beginning with حَرْفُ الْبَى, in the name of Allah. بَى is حَرْف جَرْ, it will pull with it what Allah wants, and that's why it says, بِإِسْمِ اللَّهِ, by the name of Allah, بِإِسْمِ اللَّهِ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَق, means in His name He created creation. Means الْبَاء مُتَّصِلَ بِالْخَلْقِ وَهِيَ قِسْمٌ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ, أي بقدرة الله عز وجل خلق الخلق. So Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was given the permission to describe his Lord creation by saying بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَق, with the name of your Lord, Lord, your Lord, Ya Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, because at that time they didn't know their Lord yet, Muslims. Only Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew about Allah. That's why he said, بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ, رَبِّكَ, your Lord, رَبِّكَ أَنْتَ الَّذِي خَلَق, the one who created. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ, we'll not go deep into this subject, but we'll go quickly. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقٍ, he created a human being from a cloth. Alaq is a cloth, a piece of blood. Now science, the scientific discovery, al-alaq is a word in Arabic for a worm. Ismli hayawan. Alaq is a name of worm that sucks the blood. When someone they put on his shoulder or on his back, these small worms, they make hijama, they put that worm and it sucks the blood. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described خلق الإنسان, the creation of a human being in the womb of his mother, is like a cloth, is like a worm, alaq, that suck the blood. And alaq means a hanging creature. It's hanging like that. Now in sciences, they discovered through this huge ultrasound machines, they found that this cloth is hanging like alaq hang on human being body. And they said, subhanAllah, 1400 years ago, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described it as if he was seeing it today with ultrasound machine. It's better, more defined than ultrasound can define the description of alaq in the human being womb of the mother. بِإِسْمِ, اِقْرَأْ بِإِسْمِ, الألف is the beginning of the Arabic alphabet. ألف is بداية الحروف الهجائية. الألف قائمة بحد ذاتها. لا تعتمد على أحد. It's completely independent by itself. Aleph is independent by itself because it is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aleph is one letter of Ismullah al-A'zam. But the Ba is dependent on the Aleph. And that's why the Aleph describes the Khaliq and the Ba describes the Makhluk. Because without the Aleph, that the beginning of Ismullah, the Ba has no meaning. Ba has to follow the Ismillah, the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So the Ba is connected with the Aleph to be able to be in existence. So Ba is Al-Khalq. Description of the Khalq. Aleph is description of Al-Khaliq. ولذلك in Holy Quran, the first verse of the Holy Quran today, when you open the Holy Quran and you want to read, what is the first verse that you read in Holy Quran? What is the first surah? Is Al-Fatiha. What is the first verse? Is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So what is the first letter? Is the Ba that Qa'ima bil Alif. Is the Ba existing by because of the Alif? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah. The Ba is there, the Aleph is there, the Sin is there. The Aleph is taken because it is a connection. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It describes why it is taken from Bismillah, why it is not taken by Ismillah, in order to show that Hawiyatullah ghaibun mutlaq. Kul huwa Allahu ahad. That's why the Aleph is taken there, from there, because it describes and the complete ghaib, the complete unseen that cannot be seen. That's why the Aleph is being taken and the Ba is being connected directly with the seen and becoming Bismillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Subhanallah. Look into this verse. This verse describes the whole creation and creator from beginning to end. It gives you the whole Khalq and the Khaliq. If you look at it in the name, Bismillah, Bismillah, Bismi, then Allah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah Ismul Jami' lil Asma'i wa Sifat, the name that encompassing all names. Ar-Rahman Sifatullah fi Khalqi. Ar-Rahman is in the name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing all human beings, Muslim and non-Muslims, all creatures in this universe, under the name of Ar-Rahman, Allah is providing them with their provision, their rizq, their health, their wealth, their food, their life, their breath, their hearts, their blood, everything is under Ismullah Ar-Rahman in dunya. Ismullah ar-Rahim, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, ar-Rahim is for Akhirah. Ar-Rahim means the forgiver, the one who forgives you from all your sins. So it shows you Allah, the Creator, Rahman, Allah created the creation, sent them Rahmah. So Rahman is the description of the creation in dunya. Rahim is the description of creation in the judgment day, in Akhirah. So in these three attributes, Allah, Rahman, Rahim, it shows creator, creation, and Akhirah. It shows Allah, creator, dunya, Rahman, Rahim, it shows the Akhirah in these three attributes. The beginning of the Holy Quran, it describes for you completely, it says to you, Allah is the one that created the creation and sending them to Akhirah after dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if He is telling us O Mu'min, اذكروني. Because the Holy Quran, the first verse of Holy Quran is completely word of zikr. Allah Rahman Rahim. When you make zikr, you say Allah, 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 Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. You say Ya Wahhab, Ya Razzaq, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So Quran is telling us, do zikr. When we describe, we say Allah, that is zikrullah. Say Rahman, that is zikrullah. Say Rahim, that is zikrullah. And he read the ayah before, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mention His name, standing up, sitting or laying down, means in every moment in their lives, in every situation in your life, either in your work, when you are working and standing, you are making zikrullah, your heart must be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا. They are standing and praising. What? Why they are standing? Because they are walking. They are going to their work. They are doing something. So they are standing. Means when you are doing your work, don't forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا. You are sitting at home, or you are sitting at the office, or you are sitting at the masjid. Don't forget remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let your heart be with shaitan sitting by the television. Now video and television, shaitan is coming directly to your home. And you are saying, oh, why our children are, we are losing our children. Why we are having problems and difficulties? Because shaitan is coming to your home. You don't want to come to me. Shaitan is saying to go to you. Okay, I'm coming to you now. And not only that, he invented for you these big satellite dishes to get all these stations from the atmosphere outside and bring you all these bad movies, which you are spending your time on these bad movies. I am seeing some people sitting by television and they are making zikr also on their knees, saying Allah, 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 and looking at the television. These young women are singing, or young men are singing, and people are making zikr, Allah, 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 and they are looking at these televisions and these videos. Shaitan is very happy. So when you are sitting, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you want to go to sleep, laying down, you are sleeping, means, oh my servant, make sure you sleep on wudu ablution. And you remember me when you are sleeping until you fell asleep. Because your spirit is coming under my throne. Prophet ﷺ said, when someone sleeps, fall asleep, his spirit, if he is a Muslim, his soul will make sajda بين يدي الله تحت العرش. Between the hand of Allah, under the throne, your soul is making sajda if you are sleeping with ablution, with wudu. O Muslims, Islam, Quran is something Allah gave us so great, so huge, that there is no description and never ends. From time of Prophet till today, scholars and pious people, awliya, are writing and speaking, and every moment new knowledge is coming, like fountain from Holy Quran. It never ends. We will speak till tomorrow morning describing Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and we will never end. I was planning to describe and explain Surah Al-Fatiha, but it will never end, will not finish. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us the right way. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقُ وَحُرْمَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ